currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Scott Mullet, and I'll be your nasally sounding tour guide for this week's edition. First up, Google is hiring. The internet giant plans to hire more than 6,200 workers this year, a 25% increase and its biggest expansion to date. No word on how many, if any, of those will be here in Kirkland. The announcement was made after CEO Eric Schmidt and a group of other business leaders met with President Barack Obama in December to discuss strategies to boost the economy. Google hired nearly 4,600 people in 2010, ending the year with 24,400 employees. The company earned $8.5 billion last year, more than any other internet company, and ended December with nearly $35 billion in cash. Google has 60 offices spanning 30 countries. At least a third of the new hires will be at Google's headquarters in Mountain View, California. More than 1,000 will be in Europe, many in Munich, Germany. Locally, Google has offices in the Fremont neighborhood of Seattle, as well as the complex here in Kirkland. The company currently has around 700 employees in Fremont and on the Kirkland campus, where engineers are working on the Chrome browser and operating system, Google Talk, Maps, and other projects. More information on this story is available on the business and technology page at seattletimes.com. For the third consecutive year, Evergreen Hospital Medical Center is ranked in the nation's top 5% of hospitals. Evergreen is one of three hospitals in the state to receive the HealthGrades 2011 Distinguished Hospital for Clinical Excellence Award. The award is based on a study of mortality and complication rates. Nearly 5,000 hospitals were included in the study. Evergreen is the only hospital in Washington to receive the award 3 years in a row. Only 268 non-federal hospitals received this distinction nationally. HealthGrades reviewed around 40 million hospitalization records in its annual study. Complete information is available at healthgrades.com. More information about Evergreen Hospital Medical Center and Evergreen Healthcare can be found at evergreenhospital.org. If you take a stroll down Park Lane, you'll notice a new bench beside the Howard Manville Gallery. Angela Kelly wanted to install a bench here to honor her mother, Edith Watson, a longtime resident of Kirkland. Edith Watson moved her family to Kirkland over 30 years ago.
This bench is dedicated to my mom, Edith Watson, who was a longtime Kirkland resident. She worked at the Flame Restaurant when the, what is it now? It's a club, I think, for teenagers, but it was a Flame for years and years. And living in Kirkland was a great source of pride for her. She was a single mom and worked hard and bought a house in Kirkland, and it was a wonderful move for my brother and I, and we loved living here. And this is a very special location for us.
Angela and her husband Terrence thought Park Lane was a fitting place for Edith's bench because she loved art and visiting the galleries that line the street.
Because her favorite thing to do was to come down here and go to the galleries. And when she showed me this spot, I just couldn't be more perfect. So, because this was her favorite gallery, and so I
get particularly special. I would take Edith down here from time to time, and we would park just along the street here, and she would say, "Terrence, let's go into the galleries." And
she was German.
In particular, we would just roam through the galleries. She would often have a little cup of coffee and just taking her time going through and taking a look at each one of the artworks in here. It's just so fitting that the bench in honor of her would be adjacent to this special place for her.
Angela is looking forward to bringing her family to visit her mother's bench.
We're just happy we have a place where we can bring our kids. She's got two grandsons that she loved dearly, and they're excited about it. And so we're looking forward to bringing them back.
The Kirkland Public Works Department was the one who installed that bench for Edith. Three players from the 2010 Juanita High School football team signed letters of intent on Wednesday, February 2nd, to play college football. Jarrett Finno, a tight end for the Rebels, signed with the University of Washington, while running backs Andre Cassino and Jeremiah LaFausa signed letters to play with Central Washington University. Last fall, the Rebels made it to the second round of the state playoffs with a 9-2 record, the school's best since 1989. For more information, please visit KirklandReporter.com. The Northlake Unitarian Universalist Church is hosting a workshop with Dream Specialist Jeremy Taylor. The workshop consists of three events taking place from February 25th to the 27th. A free public lecture on Friday the 25th from 7 to 9:30, an Understanding Your Dreams workshop on Saturday, and a Sunday morning sermon by Taylor at Northlake's 10 a.m. worship service. There is a fee for Saturday's lecture, which is limited to 50 participants. Jeremy Taylor is an ordained Unitarian Universalist minister who has worked with Dreams for over 30 years. He has written four books, including The Wisdom of Your Dreams, Using Dreams to Tap into Your Unconscious and Transform Your Life, and The Living Labyrinth, Universal Themes in Myths, Dreams, and the Symbolism of Waking Life. For more information and to register, visit northlakeuu.org or email workshop at northlakeuu.org. The Kirkland City Council unanimously approved suspending transportation impact fees in an effort to fill empty storefronts and offices in Kirkland in the face of rising vacancy rates. The adopted legislation suspends transportation impact fees charged to a business when the use of an existing commercial building is changed. The temporary suspension is citywide and will be in effect until the end of 2013. Allowed by state law, the city collects impact fees on all new development, including development of an existing structure from one use to another. These fees help foot the costs of new transportation infrastructure. The suspension does not affect the collection of impact fees for new development or the enlargement of existing buildings, and will be reviewed when the City Council conducts an impact fee study in 2013. For more information, visit the city's website. It's almost time for the eagerly anticipated opening of the new Kirkland Transit Center. Work is nearly complete and the center is set to reopen February 26th at Central Way and 3rd Street. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will take place on February 25th from 11 to noon. Until then, buses serving the Transit Center will remain on existing reroutes. Starting February 5th, King County Metro Transit will update its bus service, meaning several changes for buses serving Kirkland and the East Side. These changes include more trips on routes 255 and 311 as part of an additional bus service for State Route 520. New Route 309 connecting the Kenmore Park and Ride with First Hill via Lake City and South Lake Union with Commute Time Express service. Route 342 southbound trips from Aurora Village at 624 and 649 in the morning will end at the Will Burton Park and Ride instead of continuing to Renton. And the northbound trip to Shoreline Park and Ride at 437 p.m. will start at the Will Burton Park and Ride. After February 26th, routes 230, 234, 236, 238, 245, 248, and 255 will return to the new Kirkland Transit Center. Bus riders should check winter schedules for any route changes. New blue timetables and special rider alert brochures are available with updates. For more information about King County Metro, visit Metro online at kingcounty.gov/metro or call Metro Customer Service at 206-553-3000. And speaking of bus service, commuting to work just got a little greener for residents and employees in Totem Lake. The City of Kirkland's Totem Lake Green Trip is a new online commute incentive program that provides rewards and travel assistance to commuters who choose an alternative to driving alone. Commuters who want to participate in Totem Lake Green Trip can sign up at the aptly named website, totemlakegreentrip.com. The website also provides links to a variety of travel resources like vanpool and carpool matching, a transit trip planner, and commute cost calculator. The pilot program is funded through a federal air quality improvement grant. The Green Trip program offers incentives for trying a greener commute, like a $50 Green Beginnings reward after logging 40 alternative commutes, a $25 Keep It Green reward for participants who log 20 green trips within 1 month, and a free transit pass for participants who do not currently use the bus. Employers in Totem Lake can also participate in Green Trip through an employer grant program and free consultation services to help develop and implement an alternative commute program. For more information, visit TotemLakeGreenTrip.com or contact a Totem Lake Green Trip representative at 425-453-0644 or support at TotemLakeGreenTrip.com. February 6 kicks off Burn Awareness Week. The National Gasoline Safety Project has a message for parents and kids. Gas and fire never mix. Every year, more than 14,000 Americans die from burn injuries and burn-related infections, and another 1.1 million suffer burn injuries that require medical attention. It's estimated that 1,500 children are injured or killed in gasoline fires each year. The campaign encourages local communities across the country to organize educational events in support of Burn Awareness Week. Here are some gasoline safety tips. Carefully read and follow all cautions on all sides of gasoline containers. Keep gasoline containers out of children's reach. Never use gas to start a fire. Don't store gasoline in your vehicle or your living space. Always store and use gasoline in a well-ventilated area. Avoid prolonged breathing of vapors. Keep gasoline away from heat sources. Gas is not good to swallow. If you do, don't induce vomiting. Call your physician immediately. And never siphon gasoline by mouth. Always place the gasoline container on the ground when filling it to avoid static electricity ignition. And finally, keep those gasoline containers closed when they're not in use. On Friday, February 4th, in the Kirkland City Hall, the Chinese National Debate Team challenged Northwest University students in a debate.
Actually, I'm a Mandarin debate in China, so this is my first time to debate in English, so this could be a huge challenge for me. And what I'm doing?
Good.
Oh, thank you. So I'm the assistant coach in my university team as well as Mandarin debate. But I think we can do more about this exchange program to improve our English ability and debate ability for both American students and Chinese students.
It was a really good opportunity. I actually had the opportunity to sit with them and talk with them at dinner tonight, and it was really insightful getting to learn more about their culture and just the differences between their culture in China and our culture in the United States.
The Chinese took the opposition on the following topic, a motion to reject social networking websites. The debate can be watched on KGOV and streamed online. Well, that's it for this week. My stuffy nose can handle no more. If you had trouble understanding my sinusy speech, you can always watch any of our shows on the web using the city's website or YouTube. Please don't forget to send us those news tips, suggestions, or comments to KirklandTV at ci.kirkland.wa.us. Until we start receiving some, I'll just sit here and wait. Anything? Anything? Nothing? See you next week.